Welcome to Vision Chat's spooky series, where we talk about ghost stories and legends. So, a few years ago, well, if you listen to the other episode, you know that I've been living up north on an island with like very few people. They sent people they thought were witches and burned them at stake and stuff like that on this island. And I was renting this apartment, and this building was very old too. I don't know when it was built, but just imagine like a very small town with a lot of fishermen. All the buildings are very old. It's a lot of weather up there, and a lot of buildings too are abandoned. So there's a lot of people moving out from that island instead of into that island. And when I was going to rent, the places I went to, because I didn't know about a lot of places to go, and one of the apartments, it was like very dirty, and it was like weird stuff everywhere. And it's like, imagine if you go into a house that has been abandoned for like 5 years or something. They said it was like fishermen that didn't clean after them that lived there, but that excuse they kind of had for every apartment that they were renting out, because they weren't bothered to like clean up. And while I was in this apartment, I had permission to like paint and do a little renovation and just send them the bill, and then I didn't need to like pay the full price of when I was living there. So I did that, and I went home for Christmas for about 2 weeks before I got back up. And I think this was the time when I was done with renovating. I was done cleaning the house. It took me like a week or two to like clean everything out because it was so dirty and like, oh, nasty. But it was starting to like become a home. And I put up like different shelves in the living room with books on it. I made it like cozy and stuff like that. So I came back to this island after I was home for Christmas visiting family. The first thing that I noticed when I opened the door, it was like a little different energy. One of the fire alarm, the white stuff you have in the ceiling that beeps if it's no battery or it goes off if there is a fire. I had switched out this battery before I went down or like to visit my family, and that was beeping, like the battery was low, like beep and then beep, and I was like, oh my god, okay, I have to kind of replace that. And then I go into the kitchen. I remember I had some, I think I bought or had some focaccia from before. I almost choke while I'm eating this focaccia in the kitchen by myself. And then after like finishing coughing and everything is okay, there was a book in one of the shelves in the living room that just like fell out of the shelf. And it's like, it's not a book on the side of it, it's one of in the middle book that has support from each side, and it's just kind of sliding out and hit the center of the living room. So usually the books just falls down straight down, but this was like a little bit of speed on this book, and I just knew like, oh my god, okay, there is something here. I don't remember 100% if I reached out to other people to help me clear out the apartment, And this was also at night, so around 10:30, or it was dark outside. It was like cold in the whole like apartment as well. And I was like, okay, take out the sage, take out the Palo Santo. And it was like going around and like I clear out every like lower entities, any like ghosts, whatever, anything under love or above, I clear it out. And I had to go around doing that, put on some music too, to like kind of cleanse the apartment. But yeah, I think it worked because I don't remember anything happened after that. So yeah.
Oh my goodness. Did you ever find out what the, or do you remember what the book was?
It was a book, it was a diary, but it had like the horoscopes on it. I don't know if I used it a lot or if it was the book that I was doing the clairvoyance training at that time. So I might have notes from the clairvoyance training in that book. Yeah.
Wow. Sometimes they say that there's a meaning, like it could have been any book that flew off the shelf, but there's something about, right? Like if something flies off a shelf, sometimes, I don't know. I mean, what do I know? But like that there's a meaning of why that book got thrown, or yeah, why that object got thrown, but. Yeah, scary. Scary either way when you say that all these things happen with the fire alarm, you choking, yeah, and then the book all in one night.
Yeah. Yeah. Like within 40 minutes, oh, I guess.
God. It was like, welcome home.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. There's stuff in here that shouldn't be here.
I'm glad you kicked it out though. You're like, nope, this is my place. You need to go.
Yeah. Because usually when I'm fearful, and I was tired too, I just wanted to go to bed. Yeah. And I was so pissed. And that is the good thing, because sometimes if I become like very scared and have a lot of fear, I just turn it into anger. And then I feel like, okay, I can move this around or do something with it.
I had a couple incidents happen at home. One that I remember was it was fairly recent to moving into my home. I've been here about 16 years. So I want to say that this happened within the first year of moving in. And the home I'm in actually went through major renovations before I moved in, because it was a very small house. It was originally built in like the 1930s. In the area that I live in, it was a lot of farmland. And interestingly enough, it was because I'm on the outskirts of Chicago. Back in the day, not less than a mile away from here, there was a place where they unfortunately sent all of the like mentally ill patients from like the early 1900s, early 1900s. So they came from Chicago, and because they didn't want the mentally ill, whoever didn't want them, like, would basically just send them to this hospital right outside the city limits. And so, unfortunately, I think a lot of people wound up there that had mental illness, but maybe also were outcasts of society, you know, like orphan children or, you know, unmarried mothers, things like that. So everybody wound up in the same place. So it was really sad, because what wound up happening was that there was a lot of mistreatment, obviously a lot of abusive people there. And as people died, because there was no real family to claim them, the hospital decided that they were just going to start burying people out, pretty much out back in their yard. And unmarked graves and people just kind of being tossed out. And it was really, really, really sad. When they started developing this area, they started to dig up, put roads in, more houses were being built. And even up to this day, they're still constructing around. There's schools going up. I mean, the community is growing and growing. As they're digging up roads and places for apartments, they're finding bodies. And so they're trying to now, thankfully, there's more laws to protect. Like, okay, so if you find a body, you have to stop all the work. And you have to, like, respectfully, carefully take out the remains and then place them in a burial place. Anyways, all that to say that I think this ground has like a lot of history. When we first moved in, it was a small house. I added a portion to the house that was already existing, so now it's bigger. And there were a lot of things that happened, noises, apparitions, things like that. But one of the things that I really remember was I was in my dining room, and this was still part of the original house. And I was picking up or cleaning, and all of a sudden, I walked into like what smelled like a bar. So it was like, you know, when you walk into like a place, like a bar, and you smell like that stale beer or like stale alcohol. It was unmistakable. Like I walked in and it like went into my face and I was like, whoa. And I remember stopping and like kind of looking around like as if I was going to see something. What just happened here? And then as quickly as it came, it went. I still was trying to be like, okay, what spilled? Did something spill? You know, is there a reason why it smells like that here? And I just kept looking. I mean, I never found anything, but it was the smell of like stale beer or of a bar. Should I tell another one?
Yeah, sure.
That's all I
but was
on
this a long time ago, or was it straight after you combined the new portion to the house?
It was after. So it was shortly after the renovations that we moved in, and that's within that first year. It must have been like maybe a few months after we moved in that happened, and I smelled the beer.
Do you know any history from where that like portion came from? If there was a bartender or like a guy that has his own bar or something like that?
You know what? To be honest, that would have been a good thing to investigate. I don't know who lived here originally, but I do know that at least not the prior owner, but the owner before that was like a priest or a pastor. And he lived there with his family. And he had two young boys that lived here. But I don't know too much more.
You can tell one more if you want.
There was another incident where this happened more recently, actually. I want to say this happened 3 years ago. So my daughter and I were trying to go and we had made the, no, this happened, I'm sorry, this was like 5 years ago. My daughter and I had decided, oh, we're going to go and adopt a cat. We're going to go to the Humane Society and we were gonna adopt a kitten. And what we were doing was we were in the kitchen. In the kitchen there's like a back door that leads out to the car, the garage. So we were getting ready to leave. And we're both by the door. And then all of a sudden there was a loud screech. It sounded like a cat or like a baby. I thought it was just me hearing things, so I didn't react because I didn't want to scare her. The thing is, though, that as I heard it, I looked at her and she looked at me and we both locked eyes and she's like, did you hear that? And I said, yes. And she started crying. I mean, her eyes filled up. She just lost it. And she was so scared. And I had to come up with like something to tell her so she wouldn't be scared. And I the only thing I could think of saying to her was like, oh, you know, that's like a little kitten angel, kitten spirit, because we're going to go adopt a kitten. And, you know, that sometimes cats, when, you know, they pass away, they turn into angels. And I think it's excited and that we're going to go get one. And that's what we heard. At the time, I think she was like 10 or 9. And so she bought it. I hate lying to her, but I couldn't think of anything else to tell her. And she was like, oh, that makes sense. Okay. Poor baby. Whatever we heard did not sound friendly to me. That's all I'm going to say. So I don't know what that was to this day. I don't know if it was like a, so I've heard of something that mimics. So it's maybe a being or something that mimics usually other people, other family members, or maybe in this case, it was kind of like taunting us because it knew what we were going to go do. I don't know. Well, I have more stories about that because there's a lot of mimicking that goes on here in my house. But the other thing I could think of is that maybe it was some like energy that came in before the event of what we were going to go do. But maybe it was not malevolent. Maybe it wasn't anything negative, anything bad. It was just we were going to be hearing cats screeching or something at the shelter. I don't know. And it was the energy coming before it, if that makes any sense. But that was freaky because I had been used to hearing things myself. Very rarely will I have a shared experience of the same thing in real life, in real time, with someone else that's like, oh, I heard that too. So that was kind of cool, but I was kind of like a little concerned because I didn't want my child to be scared.
Well, that's creepy. But I know there's a lot of people that have sometimes they feel like it's a cat or it's a dog or it's something around in the house or like where they live as well. I think I heard other stories about that, but I don't remember from who. But it reminds me of a story, but it is from when I was in first grade, when I was a kid. And I was first one home, and then I heard my name kind of was called a few times, and it was like a man's voice, so I thought it was my dad. So I was like, okay, my dad is calling me. And I went around the first floor, and then I went down to the basement because I couldn't find him. And then I couldn't find anybody. But I was like in first grade, so I didn't think about it anymore. And I was like, okay. But when I look back on it, I was like, oh my God, there was a ghost there. But I don't know if it was the ghost that did that or it was something else.
Interesting. See, because I'll hear my daughter calling for me.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was one night I was asleep. And in my sleep, I heard her call, Mommy. I sat up and I'm like, oh. I said, what is it? I responded. What happened? Now she's down the hall. So I was like, oh my God, what could be happening? It's the middle of the night. So I got up, my heart's beating, you know, and I'm like, what could be the problem? I walk down the hall and go open the door, go in her room, and she got up. And she's like, hey, I was just about to go and get you. I'm like, I know I heard you. She said, I didn't call you. I literally just woke up when you opened the door. So she's like, I was coming to get you. I said, "No, I heard you." She said, "It wasn't me. I didn't say a word." I don't know. I heard her voice. But we both woke up at the same time. And she had the thought of coming to me, and I had the thought of going to her because of the voice. Don't know what happened there.
No. Well, that's a bit scary, but very interesting.
Right?
But do you feel like you're not scared to live in the house, even though stuff is going on around there?
No, and the thing is, I've kind of told people stories throughout the years of, like, things happening, and I just get looks like, hello, like, why are you still here? And I said, well, where else am I going to go? Wherever I go, there's going to be something.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, other than the sometimes, like, weird inconvenience of, like, I hear her calling me, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? What happened? And she's not around. Other than that, nothing else is really happening. I mean, only once I was touched.
Oh.
That happened only one time. But I think my daughter was a baby. She must have been 6 months old, maybe smaller. And I had laid down with her. And I was holding her while she was sleeping. And I kind of just, like, laid on the edge of the bed. And at that time, I remember I had braids. Like, my braids were really long. And all of a sudden, I wasn't asleep because I was just kind of, like, laying down, taking a break. I wasn't napping. I felt on the other side of me, one of my braids got tugged twice. So it was enough for me to, like, my head was, like, jerking back a little bit. It was that strong. Not a yank. It didn't hurt me. But it was enough to, like, pull my head back twice. And I kind of turned, I'm like, nobody's in here. And who would be doing that anyway? We were alone in the house. No idea. Yeah.
That's creepy.
I kind of got the feeling like they just wanted my attention, or they wanted to mess with me, like, tease me. Like, you know, when, like, you're in school and you're a little kid and maybe you've got braids and the little boy goes and pulls your hair or something to get your attention. That's what it felt like. But I wasn't scared, you know, and I don't feel afraid in the house all the time. I just feel sometimes a little bit annoyed. Like, come on, guys, you made me go all the way up the stairs looking for my kid. She's not even here. That's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's good. It sounds like the fear has, like, gone into being annoyed, or, like, instead of being scared, it's more like, okay, I hear you. I don't got time for this stuff. Go away.
Basically, yeah, because there's stuff sometimes that wakes me up, knocking. I have heard knocking. And I'm like, I am too tired. I need to go to sleep. You guys need to knock it off. I don't have this. I'm exhausted. So I just don't pay attention. And I would think it would have stopped by now, but it hasn't. It just keeps happening. So I'm not sure what that's about.
Oh, maybe you have a portal over there.
Oh, maybe. I should look at that. I hadn't even thought of that. Yeah, but Lily experiences stuff all the time. So she's always, like, hearing things, mostly hearing.
Yeah.
Like, we hear voices, and, like, when she was younger, like, she would hear a lot of shh.
Oh.
Like, somebody shushing her all the time. Shh. And she'd be like, Mommy, why are you shushing me? Like, I'm not.
Oh, wow.
I won't do that to you. She's like, I heard you. I said, me. Yeah. So we can do that a lot to each
other. Oh, my God.
Yeah. The joke is, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Like, was that you? No. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting what is around us that we don't really see or know of.
Have you had any stuff happen in the new apartment or no?
Oh, in this apartment? I don't think so. It was just, like, more heavy energy in one space in the apartment. But nothing other than the postman. So when I was listening to The Witch's Guide, Jay Allen's book, I'm usually listening to books like on audiobook, so I can do other stuff. I can clean the house or I can do whatever while I'm listening to it. And then I was home alone, and usually it's not that many sounds around. We can hear the neighbors or the people living in other apartments, but you can hear the difference between when it is the apartment next door or if there's stuff going on in our apartment. And I was listening, and it was talking about haunting, and if you focus too much on specific hauntings, it can reoccur, or you can kind of manifest it in. And I remember I was a little bit like shook. I hear this big thump, or almost like somebody crashed into the wall or something like that. And I was like, oh my god, now I probably have like been open enough for stuff to go around, because I've been listening to the book. I've been like in the headspace of there can be hauntings, there can be ghosts, blah blah blah. And I swear to god, I just stopped. And I went around for an hour, maybe 30 minutes, an hour, I don't know. And just clearing out the whole apartment, room by room, and like send stuff off into the light, clean it out. I filled the apartment with like gold and like a lot of stuff to kind of not get a void so other stuff can come in. And then I noticed on my phone that the postman has delivered a package with another book, and what he did was throwing it like on the floor in front of the door, and that was the sound that startled me. But then again, it was like good, because then I cleansed the house. But oh my god, I was like, oh no, there's something in here now, like oh my god. Yeah, that was a little funny.
I thought you were gonna say like someone discovered a body somewhere in another apartment or something. Thank god no. It wasn't it.
Yeah, oh my god.
Wow. Well, I'm glad it just turned out to be a package.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh thank god, then I don't have to worry about there is a ghost in my house or a haunting. So yeah. But I remember before I was visiting one of my sisters, and they were renting in an apartment, and I was going to bed, and sometimes when I fall asleep I can dream about the same place that I'm sleeping in, and then I can wake up but I'm still dreaming, and then I will wake up again. And it's like a whole loop. And I don't know how many times that can happen. But I was in and out of this loop. And I remember seeing a guy in the door, just looking into the room. And he didn't do anything, but he was just like in the door opening, just watching me in a sense. And then the day after, I told my sister that I was having this dream about this guy that was coming into the room just to check who was sleeping there. And she was like, yeah, you know what? When the first week we moved into this apartment, I dreamt I was in the room that I was sleeping in, and there was this guy coming in the door and asked who we were. And then I said to him who we were, and then he just closed the door and went away. So that was a little like, hey, okay. But probably the past owner or somebody that passed away that is like, hey, I'm still around here. Who is living in this apartment?
Wow. I don't. Did we do a reading around it?
I don't know. I don't
Ooh.
remember.
That sounds so familiar to me. But that's interesting how you're able to see it in the dream, like in the dream wake state, or, like.
Yeah, well, I haven't really had that many dreams of that. I usually get like sleep paralysis, but then I dream of the same space I'm in. But before then, I can see like the woman from the ring coming towards me, or people like it's a robbery coming with guns and going to steal stuff, or my sister coming into the room saying something, or yeah, I don't know. But I haven't had that like recently. I had it more before, and it like comes usually if I fall asleep during the day, then I'm more active, I guess, or it's easier for me to get sleep paralysis. So one time too, I fall asleep on the couch. And I can see my astral body, and one of my hands were like cut off. So I did have a full hand when I was doing the psychic training. So Andrew helped me kind of heal my body part of my astral body. Because I can see like I was sitting up in the couch, but my body, human body, was there. And then my astral body was like, oh, I'm missing an arm. Yeah.
I just gotta tell you that while you were telling that story, my computer bag slowly moved.
Oh, wow.
It sounded went. Shh.
Oh,
We've been sitting here for 2 hours and there has been nothing.
wow.
Sorry, I just need to mention that.
Yeah.
Did any other things happen to you when you were doing the training, the clairvoyant training?
Yes. So when I was signing up, I was a little bit late, so I had to do a short meditation training before I started going to the psychic stuff. First, my internet connection, it didn't work at all. I had to sit on a stool in a kitchen or like a canteen or cafeteria kitchen to have internet and be private because we were doing meditation and stuff like that. Yeah, usually people will like disrupt me or come in, and there was a lot of things going on. When the internet got fixed, there was a day where it was raining a lot, and I was going to have a class with Andrew. And from the kitchen wall, it was starting to pour down water, like in the kitchen, from the roof, kind of. But I also had like an apartment above me, so it doesn't make any sense because it came through, if people are watching, it came through like the corner. And like the wall from the ceiling and just pouring down. It was very strange. And it was something else too, but I don't remember. It was a lot of stuff, so Andrew helped me kind of clear and work through the energy that didn't want me to start doing this clairvoyant stuff.
That is creepy.
Yeah, that was so strange. But yeah, here I am today. No, I'm just kidding.
You survived.
Yeah, I did. So now I know what to do if that happens again.
Oh. I had, when I started taking classes, there were two things that I remember happening. And I think these were the very early classes, the beginning ones that I started taking, also with Andrew. There was one time when I don't know what we were working on, but we were in the middle of the class. And the way that that I was doing the training was like one-on-one. and it was via Zoom. So like I'm sitting in my bedroom, I had the computer, the laptop on, where, you know, doors closed, windows closed, because it's private, right? Like you were like, we just need privacy and like quiet and no disruption. So I'm in the meditation, and at some point when he started, I think he asked me to start looking at something. My eyes are closed during this, by the way. So like my eyes are closed, I'm in the meditation, and then all of a sudden I hear, like, it almost sounded like either a poster flying in the wind or like a picture frame being dragged across the top of the dresser. So I opened my eyes because that was my reaction, was to like look, like, who's in here? And I looked and I didn't see anything, and I thought maybe the picture frame was out of place, or I didn't have any posters up, so I don't even know what would have caused the sound. And the thing is that when I looked back, he's like, oh, I heard that too. Was it just me? He's like, oh, I heard that too. I was like, well, what did you hear? He's like, oh, it sounded like a poster being like moved, like flapping in the wind or something. And I was like, yeah, that's what I heard too, but I don't have posters in here. And the only thing that it could have been was the picture frames that I have on top of this dresser, but there's no reason why those should be sliding across the dresser at this point.
Yeah.
We ignored it and we just kept going. There was another occasion, same setup, different class. I don't remember what we were working on. But again, in the middle of a meditation, he's guiding me through it. And then all of a sudden, so I used to wear like the headphones, the earplugs. And all of a sudden, this really loud, like, beep, went into my ear, and it almost felt like it shot through me. Not through this ear, though, like, it just kind of went into my right ear and went through me. It was so loud that I ripped my earphones out of my ear. The earbuds out of my ear, and I was like, ah, you know, like,
ah!
Yeah. I held my ear and I was like, ow, that hurt. Because it was almost like if someone had put a whistle right up to my ear and, you know, blown it, like it hurt my eardrum. And it took me a minute, I think, to kind of like get myself back, where I was like, ow, that hurt. Again, I was annoyed. I was like, why'd you do that? Ouch. And then I put my earphones back in and he was like, I heard that too.
Wow.
So he heard it on his end. Again, like, okay, so it wasn't just me. No reason why that should have happened. There's no source for any kind of sound. There shouldn't have been any feedback on the earphones. Because sometimes you can get feedback, like if we're like in this setup and for some reason, I don't know, what would cause the sound to create some kind of feedback. But we had done a few of these classes in this exact same format. There was just no reason for it. So don't know what that was.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah. Sounds like some strong energy.
Yeah. And lots of internet connections too. Like, you know, issues with internet during some classes where it was just like, it was just working. All of a sudden it drops, or, you know, sometimes we had to, I think once or twice we had to finish the class by phone because the internet was just not working.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened too a lot during that training. But the internet was just like, oh, dropping, not here.
Like, no, don't listen to that part.
Yeah. It's so interesting how this works. I remember one time I did a reading or like clearing for somebody, and the same thing happened. I was wearing like headphones, and both like the ears were like this bright noise, and I just have to rip them off. And I think also, I don't know, maybe it got it was by phone, so I don't know if the phone kind of hanged up the call because of that sound as well. I don't know, but it's some weird stuff going on when you're working with energy.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's painful.
It is, and it's so annoying, and it, you get scared of it because it's like, oh, so loud, and it kind of startles you. Oh my god, it's annoying.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, thank you for listening, and we will see you next Friday, or you can hear us next Friday. If you like the spooky series, please give us a follow and check out our website, visionofprofoundhealing.com.